试卷九，口译题。
Part A, Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in English. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal, and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening.Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now let's begin Part A with the first passage. Passage 1. It is a pleasure and an honor to have this opportunity to deliver the keynote dinner address at this timely workshop on risk management, sponsored by the Institute of International Finance, PricewaterhouseCoopers, and most notably,The Bank of China. After dinner speeches are always a challenge for speakers since sustaining the attention of an audience at the end of a long day is never easy. Because the topic of my address tonight, building a culture of credit, is as much philosophical as it is pragmatic, my challenge is especially daunting. On the other hand, the subject matter is absolutely central to the long-run effectiveness of the Bank of China, the Chinese banking system more generally, and thus also central to the long-run economic and social progress of the People's Republic of China. That emphasis on credit risk is entirely appropriate, since I am hard-pressed to think of anymajor banking sector disturbances or crises anywhere in the world over the past two decades in which the core problem did not reduce to credit-related problems. Passage 2. IBM has been doing business in China for 65 years, and we now employ over 2,000 people here as well as 3,000 business partners. I have personally visited China many times and have had the privilege to meet and discuss business with some of you in the audience. But, in my judgment, there has never been a more exciting time to be with you than right now.Today, as the world approaches a new millennium, a new global networked economy is emerging. It's changing everything and brings great opportunity to China. This flood of innovation, which is allowing everyone to become connected, is enabling a global networked economy. This is an economy which eliminates the traditional barriers of time, distance, and geographical boundaries,and allows businesses to reach out to markets and customers around the globe as easily as around the corner. This networked economy also levels the playing field. Large companies, who traditionally enjoyed an advantage through size and scope, now face challenges from smaller companies who use the net to conduct business globally.